I'm Jack Mann. I'm a 73-year resident of Kodiak. I find it unbelievable that we can spend millions of dollars to attract tourists, building walkways, gazebos, benches, and then put a gravel pit almost right in the middle of it.
Jill Wittenbrader. I walk out there often, and it's not very uncommon for me to encounter people visiting off the ferry system or off the cruise ships out there as a place that's close to town, easy for them to access, and feels like wilderness to them. There's a danger to public health and safety. Putting up a fence after the fact is not ensuring public health and safety. There's cliffs, there's blasting going on out there, there's no signs posted, there's a real danger.
Hi, I'm Paul Zimmer, and my wife and I own the lot at probably the closest private property to the gravel pit. It's at the bottom of the hill by the boat launch ramp. You know how when someone cuts the trees on their lot, the wind gets in there, the trees blow down, and then the next row of trees blows down, and the next row of trees blows down. So as you walk down to the south part of the island, you know, there's a large area where all the trees have blown down, and there's quite a bit of noise from the gravel extraction, and it really impacts that area for recreation.
I'm Sharon Blixley. Full disclosure, I'm a borough employee. Another question is the overburden that they've piled at the top. Is that piled on the conservation side, or is it piled on the industrial side?
My name's Mary Forbes. I'm also a frequent user of that area. Most of us know the gravel pits there. We've been walking there for years and didn't really think anything of it. But all of a sudden, it's getting closer. And it's getting closer, and it's getting closer, and we're thinking, where's the boundary? Aren't they getting close to the boundary? We started talking to each other and asking questions about this, and if you just let them keep going, they're going to just gravel it all the way to the beach, and there will not be trees left.
Craig DeHart, I represent the other half of that mess over there. Our borders have been reached. We understand it's unsightly at this point, but not permitting the conditional use permit is not permitting us to finish cleaning it up either. I understand the city slipped up, but I don't feel that they need to be punished severely for it. Conditional permit is a good place to start.
Josh has a bit enough. I work for Brecken Construction. Every city project that's happened since 2001 in Kodiak has been built with a rock that came from your island. The hospital expansion, the long-term care center, the high school, every driveway in town that has D1 on it or rock material for your driveways, all that rock came from near island. Without that quarry, there will be no rock for this island.